Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave Cushon, Managing Partner of Healthcare IS. Thanks for joining us on this podcast today. This is another one of our tip segment podcasts. And today we ask the question, is a longer contract always better? So with that, let's get right into the tip segment. Consultants who work primarily on a contract basis know that there will be a time when their current job or their current contract will come to an end, and they'll have to look for a new one. Even though there are many benefits to contracting, this is one aspect of contracting that most contractors do not look forward to. Specifically, they don't look forward to the process of finding a new contract. And at the end of the day, for most of them, I don't think their attitude comes down to the process they have to go through as much as the fact that they're in a state of the unknown. And those unknowns can be multiple. It could be unknown for where the next contract will be, how long it'll be for, and most of all, how much time could there be after their current contract ends and before they find a new one. So what I find is most contractors will generally favor a one-year contract over anything for a shorter period of time. What I want to point out in this podcast is just to suggest a different perspective for looking at some of the same circumstances. So first of all, let's point out the fact that a one-year contract is not necessarily a guaranteed of 1 year's worth of work. When a contract's written up for 1 year, the year is a time frame that the client believes they'll need the services of that particular contractor or consultant. All contracts that I've been associated with that are longer than 60 days will typically have an early termination option. In terms of these early termination options, they can range from any time within a 0 day notice all the way up to any larger amount of time being required to terminate the contract early. So theoretically, the true guarantee of the length of any contract is equal to the length of the termination clause. So as an example, what would you consider to be more of a guarantee? A one-year contract that could be ended at any time with 1 week's notice, or a 90-day contract that can be ended with a 45-day notice. Does that make sense? So here's a couple of real-life examples. Right now, we currently have a client that has a number of our consultants on a particular project. The consultants were all planning to be with this client through the end of the year. All of the consultants started with this client at the beginning of the year on one-year contracts. A couple of weeks ago, I received a call from the client saying that they're running over budget for the year and they're going to have to let two of the consultants go within the next 3 weeks. As a result, they're going to be pushing the go-live dates from early 2014 to the middle of Q2 in 2014. Once they get closer to the end of the year and they get into 2014 budgeting, they'll then evaluate if they'll need to bring more consultants back or if they'll be able to get through the end of the project with the minimal amount of consultants working on the project. Now, because this client did their budgeting projections for multiple consultants a year ago, the margin for error, or at the very least, the probability of something changing, is much greater than if they were budgeting only for one consultant for a 3 month period of time. So hopefully that makes sense. As another example, we have a client who will put a consultant under a contract for only a maximum of 4 months at a time. The client may know that they'll need the particular contractor for a year, but when they're writing up statements of work, they put a limit of 4 months. However, this client will write the second 4 month contract 2 months into the first contract or before the first contract ends, either way you look at it. This client's actually looking at their budgeting more often, which gives a high probability for the completion of the contract once it's put in place. What this actually means is that the consultant will know more than 2 months in advance if the second contract will be put into place. But more importantly, the consultant will know more than 2 months in advance if another 4 month contract will not be put in place. This will actually give the contractor a 2 month head start to find their next contract. So as you can see, for consultants who are concerned about finding their next contract, the later scenario I described, although it's for a shorter initial period of time, will actually give the contractor a much higher likelihood of having little to zero downtime in between engagements. Okay, thanks again for listening in with us today. As always, you can see the show notes on our blog at healthcareis.com and go to the blog section. Feel free to leave any comments there and any questions, and we'll certainly address them on the website and in future podcasts. And don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for other inside views at HealthcareIS. Look forward to being with you again next time.